Ukraine says no engine fire on downed Iran flight, missile rumors grow. By Francis Martel on January 9, 2020. Investigators from Ukraine concluded Thursday that a commercial airliner that crashed early Wednesday after taking off in Tehran could not possibly have experienced an engine fire, which is Iran's official explanation for the fatal tragedy. The assessment, published in Ukrainian media, appeared shortly after anonymous reports in American media suggested that U.S. officials believe it is possible a Russian Tu-M1 surface-to-air missile took down the plane. The Ukrainian Security Council had posited this as a main theory on Wednesday. Iran published a report on its investigation of the crash site Wednesday, blaming the fire on mechanical failure and claiming black box footage had been damaged and partially unrecoverable in the crash. Tehran has refused to hand over the black boxes to Boeing, the manufacturer of the plane. Ukraine International Airlines Flight 752, a Boeing 737-800, crashed in a burst of flames near Tehran's international airport as news surfaced of over a dozen ballistic missiles flying out of Iran towards Iraqi military bases housing American troops. The barrage, which caused no property damage or known casualties, was meant as a response to the U.S. airstrike against Iranian terror chief Qasem Soleimani last week. "Currently, I am observing both aircraft engines, and I don't see any traces of fire on them. Fragments of the right wing were brought here, too, there are also no traces of fire on them. So the version of engine malfunction, engine explosion, can't be confirmed at the moment," an unnamed source of the investigative team told Ukrainian journalist Yuri Butasov, according to the Ukrainian news agency Union. "The plane was on fire, but the version of engine malfunction is not being confirmed." The American online publication Newsweek published another anonymously sourced report claiming that American officials also do not believe a spontaneous fire was responsible for the crash. The aircraft is believed to have been struck by a Russia-built Tu-M1 surface-to-air missile system, known to NATO as Gauntlet, the three officials, who were not authorized to speak publicly on the matter, told Newsweek, the outlet alleged. One of the three officials is allegedly a member of the Iraqi government. The two Americans reportedly claimed that evidence suggested the Iranians accidentally shot down the commercial airliner. Newsweek noted that the Pentagon has not remarked on the allegation. Ukraine's officials have gone on the record with the Tu-M missile theory. A strike by a missile, possibly a Tu-M missile system, is among the main theories, as information has surfaced on the internet about elements of a missile being found near the site of the crash. Alexei Danilov, Secretary of Ukraine's Security Council, told reporters, according to the Associated Press, on Thursday. Danilov did not expand upon where on the internet the information surfaced. His remarks preceded the Newsweek report. CBS News and the Associated Press carried similar anonymous reporting on the potential of anti-aircraft fire against the plane. Iran's Civil Aviation Organization concluded in a preliminary report released Thursday that a sudden technical issue had resulted in the crash and noted that, bizarrely, the crew on board did not attempt to contact air traffic control amid the disaster. Iranian officials almost immediately declared the crash a result of mechanical error on Wednesday, which the Ukrainian airline said was unlikely as the aircraft had received routine maintenance on Monday and was one of the newest and best in their fleet. The crash killed 176 people on board, mostly Ukrainian, Iranian, and Canadian citizens. Over half of those on the flight had connecting flights into Canada, according to Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky urged his country to abstain from indulging conspiracy theories on Wednesday. "Now our information space is filled with numerous theories and speculations about the tragedy. It is clear that we all want to know the truth as soon as possible. But in such cases, speed can interfere with the truth. We need to wait for at least the preliminary report of the investigation commission," Zelensky said in a national address. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.